WildTalkRadio.com.
Can I be on that radio station?
You
want to talk to him?
I need to talk to him.
You got to talk to him. Hold on one second.
Are you ready for a show where nothing is too taboo?
I'm waiting for a cop to pull up. What are you doing out here on this corner, boy?
Just doing a radio show, officer.
I'll be like, you looking for a good time, officer? Is that a donut on your penis, or are you just happy to see me? Oh, that's an eclair, son of a bitch.
It's a Boston cream pie.
Gosh, that's the Boston cream, baby.
And for the show where everything is fair game,
I want to put my dick on a flag and fly it above my house. I'll fucking do it. We could sing a song about it. We sell banana, B-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A-N-A. There's our island theme song.
Good thoughts. Give me your, I don't know, what's the first thing you think of when you see your dick? That's a good thought.
Pussy.
Then put the children to bed.
Like, I swear I've heard all about this stuff, but I was like, what is this, like a fucking martial art or this type of food or something? I don't know what the hell it is. Is it sexual position? I thought the people were going to be showing up for party. Oh, you done the vow.
And pour yourself a cold one. As it's time for your only excuse to be home on Saturday nights.
First of all, has anyone ever told you that you have the laugh of a drunken schoolgirl?
Yeah, I have. That's what's gotten me laid.
Yeah, I can be playing with myself.
Oh, it's all going to be coming really, really soon.
Are you sitting down? Stand up real quick.
I'll be right back. I'm going to go grab a bucket in case I decide to hurl.
If you hurl, you're a fucking girl.
Oh, not the pelvic thrust.
It's time for CB Radio.
Hello, hi. I think we're here. I think everything's working. We were doing things. Anyway, it's CB Radio Live right here on Wild Talk Radio. WildTalkRadio.com. Twitch.tv/WTLiveChat. If you have Amazon Prime, link to Twitch, which is called Prime Game Support Channel, by clicking the purple rectangle below the screen. Use credit code Rocks.499. Hashtag Epic Partner. I'm the producer. That's the intern.
We were doing things.
And we've really... And I legitimately lost track of time.
Yeah, it was... We were tinkering with stuff. We're trying to get some things set up, and an hour flew by real fast.
It really did. hi, hello, shalom. The X-Corps Soldier Subway is here as well.
What's up?
We got distracted, and I looked down at the clock, and it was, it's 11:31. We might want to get started. So
we got to do stuff.
And then I had to flip all the settings. We flipped... Because we were trying, and I still didn't get them all fixed, but I had to fix them because Brent was hearing himself, so we had to fix that, and it was all along, it was on his end.
Look, okay.
Not my end. But when you're using
a few different, you know, programs to do stuff, sometimes wires get crossed, all right?
Wires got crossed, and we still can't get the thing to work, but that's okay. By our schedule, we still have 13 days.
Yeah, we still got time.
We got time. We got time to make things work. That is the key to the situation. We have time to make things work. We'll get them to work. Trust us. We'll get it to work somehow, some way. Hopefully. If not, then no Friday streams. But we're going to try to make sure it works. Like, you watch videos, and they go, hey, just load it up, connect, boom, it works. I'm going to tell everyone now, YouTube videos are a lie.
And web pages.
And web pages lie too. Because you do everything it says, and it doesn't work. So I don't know if it's a Microsoft thing or what have you, but we were trying something, and we're going to continue trying it. But since we had some time tonight, we figured we would. So that's why we're late. So we're here to try to help with content. And if you like content, Brandy's going to scream tonight.
Oh, I has feelings about stuff coming up tomorrow.
So tonight, to end the show, we will have the Excalibur Challenge, where Brent's just going to, I guess the best way is going to go off on certain things related to the All Elite Wrestling in 20 minutes. He has 20 minutes to make sure we all make predictions and get through everything as well.
So, Rock knew I was angry, so he gave me a little bit more time.
Because there's, what, 11 matches?
Yep.
12, 11, something
11.
Like that. 11 matches. So you do the math. He's got to talk all about it. So that'll be on the back end of the show. Which means there's no corner tonight, because we're going to get him the time to rant and rave in that section. Tonight's The Great and Good Debate, which we'll get to here in a moment, is going to be all about mobile games, the games you play on phones.
Time wasters on your phone when you've got nothing better to do.
Your Angry Birds and your Candy Crushes and your Words with Friends and the like. We're going to talk about them. We're going to have that. It's going to be a debate here in a moment. So that's kind of where we're at. Yeah. So how are things up as I try to get more things fixed?
Reset.
Trying to reset everything.
Not too much, you know, just trying to get over my Amazon binge hump of buying stuff. Been going through a lot of shit, you know, organizing at the house.
Kind of,
you know, I've been always, I always lived with everything, you know, like unpacked in tubs and stuff, like, you know. So the first time I'm actually kind of watching now, I'm going to have to move like by next year or whatever, but
now you're settling and now you're not doing all the things.
Yeah. Right. And that's where I'm worried now. I'm like, something's going to come up and I have to go.
That makes a lot of sense. All right. Like I said, we're going to do mobile games, and that's where we're kicking off tonight's show with the Greater than Great Debate.
It is time for The Greater Than Great Debate.
So how I came out of this list is I looked through a few lists, and they're the top rated games, it's the most played games that people are playing today, in the past, and all the things. Some of them you may know, some of them sound interesting, and some of them are just anime, because people like their
waifus.
They like their waifus, yes. And more, and not just waifus. There's other anime in this list as well. So
are they the ones that you have to pass, or you have to like check the box in Steam to allow them to come through?
Possibly.
Okay.
Who knows? We'll see how this goes. So let's kick it off with some mobile games for the mobile devices that everyone plays these days.
Alrighty, so for your mobile games, we're starting round number one. We have Angry Birds 2 taking on Knives Out.
Everyone likes them have some Angry Birds 2, especially.
Angry Birds.
Right? I'll go Angry Birds. I've never heard of Knives Out, and it looks like there's someone dropping in like Fortnite on the screen I see. So
there you go. It moves on next.
All right. Your next matchup is, I think this is one of Rock's favorites, Candy Crush Saga taking on LOL, League of Legends, Wild Rift.
I'm all about them League of Legends. No, Candy Crush Saga. I haven't played Candy Crush in years.
Now, I know you used to.
Years ago. it's been like a decade, I think.
I thought it was sooner than that, because I remember you... We...
No, it's been a minute. It was before Fortnite. It's been like before the Fortnite era, so it's been... Anyway, I'm going Candy Crush Saga. Where are you going with the sub?
Sure, Candy Crush Saga.
Right?
I mean, you gotta get those, you know, delicious combos.
Next.
Monopoly Go taking on Super Mario Run.
Super Mario Run.
Super Mario Run.
Isn't that just like the Tomb Run game where they just you run down the thing and collect coins and
probably. Yeah. But I tried Monopoly Go and it was terrible, so that's why I'm going with Super Mario Run.
Monopoly Go. Yeah, I'll give Super Mario Run its run.
Okay. Next.
Football Manager Handheld 2012. Taking on Wayward Souls.
Wayward Souls.
Yeah, Wayward Souls.
Football Manager.
Wayward Souls, move on. Next.
Wordscapes. Among Us.
Let the good times roll.
Wait. The Tiger just subscribed for 10 months. You woo.
No. Tig. We've had a talk about this.
Tig, I heart you.
No.
Hey, he got around your system.
No, that's bad, Tig. No, uwu. Max.
The chat has started the new movement. It's awesome.
No, no, uwu, no. No.
Yes.
No. We've been over this. No.
I'm still going Among Us, and yes.
You didn't say Wordscape or Among Us? Among Us, yeah. Among Us, for sure.
Yeah, Among Us.
Among Us, we'll move on. There you go, next. I know, Sarah, I know, Tig.
I'm so disappointed in you.
I know, Tig. I know you like throwing wrenches, yes.
Next up, Yu-Gi-Oh! Duel Links takes on what everyone can get a sponsorship in, Raid Shadow Legends.
Do people actually play Raid Shadow Legends? Apparently they do.
They do, because isn't that the thing that Ronda Rousey has, like, a character in?
Does she?
I thought it was.
Ronda Rousey. Yeah, apparently she does. So Raid.
Yeah, because I remember, like, a while ago when they had, like, the Raid Shadow Legends commercials. And there was, like, her. And it was like, you know, you can get the Ronda Rousey character. I was like, oh, okay.
Just, no. Anyway, I'm going Raid Shadow Legends.
Sure.
Raid the Raid. Shadow Legends.
Long live the Raid. No Yu-Gi-Oh! For us. All right, next.
Can't believe you have that as, like, an auto word. Dragon Ball Z Dokkan Battle takes on Fruit Ninja.
Fruit Ninja.
The Ninja of Fruit.
Fruit Ninja.
Moves on, next.
You swipe your finger across the screen to hack up, you know, melons and stuff. I can't believe they made an arcade version of that as well. Idle Bank Tycoon Money Empire takes on The Simpsons Tapped Out.
The Simpsons Tapped Out.
The Simpsons.
Simpsons.
Simpsons will move on. I see what you're doing, Tig. I see what you're doing. Anyway, next.
Fuck your system, Rock. into round number twos. Angry Birds 2 takes on Candy Crush Saga.
Candy Crush.
Saga.
Birds.
Saga moves on, next.
Super Mario Run Wayward Souls.
Super Mario.
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 Super Mario moves on, next.
Among Us, Raid Shadow Legends.
Among Us.
Among Us.
They do, Tig. They do. No, I hate it. Brent?
Among Us.
Among Us. We'll move on. Next.
Fruit Ninja. The Simpsons Tapped Out.
Simpsons.
Fruit Ninja. No, I'll go Simpsons.
I'm going Ninja.
Hey, Godfather Extreme Rob Parks. For your mobile game pleasure, Fruit Ninja or The Simpsons Tapped Out.
Oh, I appreciate it. Thought you'd never ask. You know, just here collecting dust. Cut my fucking music. I'll go Simpsons.
Simpsons move on. Next.
Candy Crush Saga, Super Mario Run.
Candy Crush Saga.
Candy Crush.
No, Super Mario
Run. What is this to be for again, Rock?
Mobile games.
Oh.
So we got Candy Crush Saga or Super Mario Run. Mario Run. Brent.
I'll go Candy Crush over Mario.
Mario moves on. Next. Next.
Sorry. Among Us, Simpsons Tapped Out.
Among Us.
Simpsons.
Among Us.
Waiting to see what chat picks. Simpsons move on. Next.
All right. That means Super Mario Run takes on The Simpsons Tapped Out.
Mario.
Mario.
It's a Mario.
Yoshi.
Mario moves on next.
Back into round number ones. Bomber Friends, the old classic, Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird.
Flappy Bird.
Also, Flappy Bird, which they also made another arcade game about.
Me, when you take play mobile Flappy Bird games, for tickets. You know, it happens.
That's right. You can win shitty prizes at Dave and Buster's by playing Flappy Bird, the large version.
I mean, why not? Hey, Flappy Bird moves on next.
Stardew Valley as a mobile game?
Yeah.
I guess you can play it on your phone. I think of it more as like a actual computer game more than mobile, but it could port. It's fine.
No, it's mobile. It's Android, iOS, Nintendo Switch, PlayStation, and more.
All right, then. Stardew Valley takes on Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Plants vs. Zombies 2.
Plants vs. Zombies. Is that the Game of the Year edition?
Ooh, Stardust.
I don't... Maybe I go with it? Sure. What's next?
Marvel Avengers Alliance Geometry Rush.
That is totally not a game anymore.
Rush.
The word was dashed anyway. Brent totally messed up the name. Anyway,
Avengers. Okay, fine. Geometry Dash. My bad.
Close enough. What are you going with, Brent?
Oh, God, that's one of the Rage games.
Which one, Dash?
Geometry Dash. I've seen some... I thought it was called the Impossible Game, but I've watched someone play it before, and, oh, it's ridiculous.
You guess that's what you're going with?
I'm going to go with that, because it's fun.
Okay, next.
Mech Arena takes on Lara Croft. Go!
It's ridiculous. All right. Mech Arena.
It's all caps. I have to say it that way.
No, I was going ridiculous for the his comment about the game.
Oh.
What'd you say, Sub?
Lara Croft.
Mech Arena. Rob, Brent?
I'll go Lara Croft. Go!
Rob?
I guess it's a fine time to go Tomb Raiding.
Lara Croft, go. Moves on. Next.
Marvel Snap takes on Words with Friends.
That's just like a finals one because everyone loves both. Words with Friends. Remember when Words with Friends was the big to-do?
It was a thing.
With Friends.
Tig's apparently playing Word with Friends now. Haha, funny. Would you go with Rob?
I guess I'll go Words with Friends.
Words was on.
I would play that, but I just don't have friends. So it's just Words with me.
Well, go to the next one. Because...
Angry Birds Friends, I'm screwed on that one, takes on Brawl Stars.
Brawl Stars.
Brawl Stars.
The Brawl of the Stars.
Look what the angriest of friendly birds.
Who wants to play with friends for real anyway? I don't know. I don't know anyone who would. Next.
PUBG Mobile takes on Jetpack Joyride.
PUBG Mobile.
PUBG Mobile.
Never heard of either of these. I'll go Jetpack.
Right.
PUBG. Winner, chicken dinner.
And it moves on next.
Hearthstone Mario Kart Tour.
Mario.
Hearthstone.
Mario.
Mario. I just can't get into those kart games.
Mario moves on next.
What, Rob? You haven't played Gwent?
I'm almost afraid to Google that.
It's a card game that was in The Witcher that they turned into its own game.
Huh. Yeah,
Gwent. No. All right. Round number two's Flappy Bird, Plants vs. Zombies 2. This is a high-end matchup right here.
Plants vs. Zombies 2.
The Flappy Bird.
The Bird of Flappy.
Rob?
I'll get the flappiest.
Flappy Bird moves on next.
Geometry Dash, Lara Croft Go.
Dash.
Dash.
Dash, Revolution. Revolution.
Funny take. Dash moves on next.
All right. Next. Words with Friends, Brawl Stars.
Brawl Stars.
Words with Friends.
Words with Friends.
Roberto.
I always have Words with my friends.
There you go. Next.
Next up, we have PUBG Mobile, Mario Kart Tour.
Mario Kart Tour.
Winner, chicken dinner.
Mario moves on. Next.
Flappy Bird, Geometry Dash.
Flappy Bird.
Dash.
Flap.
Flappers.
Flap, flap, flap.
Flappy Bird moves on next.
Words with Friends, Mario Kart Tour.
Words with Friends.
Four.
Words.
Rob.
I'll go with the second one.
Mario Kart Tour moves on next.
Flappy Bird, Mario Kart Tour.
Mario. I'm gonna go Mario Kart, even though I wanna go Flappy, but I'm gonna go Mario Kart.
Right?
Flappy.
Rob?
Flappy and who?
Mario Kart Tour.
Mario Kart.
Mario Kart moves on. Next.
All right, we're halfway done. First round matchups. Helix Jump, Shadow Gun Legends.
Helix Jump.
Shadow Gun.
Shadow Gun moves on next.
Rock can tell us about this game. WWE Supercard takes on Grid Autosport.
So let me tell you about Grid Autosport. It's Supercard.
Supercard.
So you can RKO someone out of nowhere. Anywhere.
At any time. Next.
Crash Royale, the OG Angry Birds.
Since we moved Angry Birds on a lot, Clash Royale.
Well, I mean, that was Angry Birds, too. This is the OG.
Birds OG.
Birds OG.
Crash.
Birds OG.
Birds OG, move on, next.
Hey, Rock, Genshin Impact takes on Subway Surfers.
Heard Genshin's terrible on mobile, so Subway Surfers.
It's a one-hit wonder.
I'm going to go with the, what was a hashtag ad, Genshin Impact.
Sub.
Developers will probably shut it down within another couple weeks.
Yep.
Subway Surfers.
Subway Surfers. Genshin really is too much on mobile.
It really is what?
Too much. It's like, it doesn't, it works, but it's not great on mobile.
Oh.
Honestly, did not like it.
Yeah. Next.
Monument Valley Minecraft Pocket Edition. That just sounds dirty.
It does sound very dirty. So we'll go Valley.
Valley girls.
So does that mean there's a creeper in your pocket?
Apparently.
Okay.
So I'm gonna go Minecraft. Sub.
Surfers.
Getting ready to blow. Yeah, exactly. Take.
Draw something. FIFA Mobile.
Draw something.
Draw something.
FIFA.
FIFA.
Draw something.
Draw something moves on next.
Aww. Iron Marines. Disney Sumsum.
Iron Marines.
Disney.
Just sounds good.
I just like the fact that it's named Disney Sumsum.
Mm-hmm. Roberto.
What do we got here?
Iron Marines. Disney Sumsum.
Squeeze me? We'll go Marines. Yeah, what would that sum sum?
Okay, you want sum sum?
A couple days ago. Yeah, no.
It's like little chibi versions of Disney characters. It's cute.
Yeah.
Iron Marines, move on next.
Rise of Cultures, Bank Tycoon.
Rise of Cultures.
Bank Tycoon.
The Tycoon, because money, dollar, dollar, bill, y'all.
Is that what you're all about? The money, money.
Here comes the money.
Next.
All right, into round number twos. Shadowgun Legends WWE Supercard.
WWE Supercard.
Supercard.
For WWE Supercard, what season are they on, Rock? Like 28 10? Now?
10.
Oh, I thought they were higher up than that.
It's either 9 or 10. Where are you going with, Brent?
I'll go Supercard.
I'll move on. Next.
Angry Birds. Subway Surfers.
The OG.
Birds.
Burbs.
Bird, bird. Bird is the bird.
It is the word.
Bird, bird.
It is the word.
Bird is the word. You can still get in your Fortnite Battle Pass for another week. Enjoy. Next.
Along with a giant fucking chest that everyone's shooting.
Indie.
Monument Valley. Draw something.
Draw something.
I mean, it's all there in the name. Draw something.
Draw something, we'll move on. Next.
Iron Marines, Rise of Cultures.
Marines.
Marines.
Rock, are these the Marines that protect Super Earth?
Sure.
Or is that something else?
Super Fi.
Marines, move on. Next.
Or before, by the way.
WWE Supercard, Angry Birds.
Supercard.
Supercard.
The Burb.
Rob.
What we got?
WWE Supercard or Angry Birds?
I'll go with the cards wrestling in the ring.
There you go. Next.
Draw something. Iron Marines. That is two game titles, not a command.
I mean,
draw something.
Marines.
Draw something.
Marines.
Marines. Move on. Next.
WWE Supercard. Iron Marines.
The Marines. Oh, no, Supercard.
Supercard.
I was on autopilot.
Right?
Just autopilot.
Supercard. Rated R. Supercard.
It was cool saying Iron Marines.
Iron Marines. But Supercard moves on next.
Supercard. Right.
Last set of round number ones. First up, Clash of Clans. Forge of Empires. The two games you always see commercials of.
Forge of Empires.
Even I've seen them. Clash of Clans.
COC.
COC.
Forge of Empires.
COC, though, we'll move on next.
Slay the Spire takes on Fortnite?
Yes, Fortnite.
Fortnite?
Yes.
Fortnite.
I don't know. Some game that probably Fortnite. Is not going to go anywhere.
Nope. But for this one, we'll go Fortnite.
I'm going to go with the game that brought us the guy who's fighting at WrestleMania.
Mm-hmm.
The Foundation.
The Foundation, yeah. I mean, if you look at his shirt from last night, it was a teaser for the upcoming season of Fortnite.
John Cena?
Yeah. Yes, John Cena. He's in that game, too. You may not be able to see him.
They had to cover up the pickaxe in that shirt.
Exactly. Because no one wants to die. Rocky died. Anyway, next.
Roblox, a game that Rock may be slightly familiar with. The Battle Cats.
If you thought Fortnite was a money suck, holy crap, is Roblox a money suck game?
So Rock, are you telling me that you can spend money in Roblox?
You can spend money in Roblox really, really fast. Roblox.
Parents, friends, this is why you put a lock on games.
It's not even a lock. If you give them money and they use their gift cards, they will spend it in 3 minutes.
These are hashtag facts, y'all.
Tig knows. Tig, my nephew overspends in that game. It's sad. Anyway, Roblox. Brent, where are you going with?
I'll go with the Robux.
I don't know, Tig. I don't know. Roblox moves on next.
What's that like? Pokemon Go, I think that's an offshoot of Pal World, takes on Sonic Dash.
Pal World should sue them.
That's just the G-rated version.
Yeah.
It's Pal World without guns.
It is. Anyway, Pokemon Go moves on next.
All the broke boys moving on. Toon Blast, World of Tanks.
World of Tanks.
Toon Blast.
I'll go World of Tanks because Arnold supports it.
I mean, it's good for reason. Tank Abbey. Next.
Fishdom, One Piece, Treasure Cruiser.
One Piece.
Fishdom.
Fishdom, that's right up there with, what's the house one? Which is like the same company that does Fishdom.
Housedom?
I don't think it was Housedom, but...
But baby, anyways, next.
Always freaking ads for it. Rayman Adventures, Honkai Star Rail.
Never heard of that either.
Rayman Adventures.
Well, I mean, if you want to learn more about Honkai Star Rail, you can always tune in to twitch.tv/Linz Ward.
Exactly.
I'll go Space Train.
And it moves on next.
Pac-Man 256, Call of Duty Mobile.
Pac-Man 256, because not moving Call of Duty on.
Fuck Call of Duty.
No Call of Duty.
Pac-Man will move on next.
Clash of Clans, The Fortnites.
The Fortnites.
Victory Royale.
It's about to go down.
Number one, Victory Royale.
Next. Ooh.
Just took out Tomato Town.
Tomato Town.
Roblox, Pokemon Go. That's right. The king of the microtransactions here between the two.
Pokemon Go.
Really is. Pokemon.
Gotta catch them all. Pokemon.
Pokemon. It's not Pokemon. You can't catch her.
Especially not if you're a broke boy.
or her $25 cookies.
Like I said, broke boys.
Broke boys. Can't afford them $25 cookies. Nope. Throw them.
Right, Pokemon Go.
That was one of the dumbest things ever said.
It really was.
World of Tanks. Fishdom.
Ooh, Tanks.
Fishdom.
So,
Tank Girl. The first one.
World of Tanks. Move on next.
I zoned out completely for a minute. Sorry. That's unheard of.
Next.
Oh, Honkai Star Rail, Pac-Man 256.
Honkai.
Honkai.
I'm gonna roll for a character.
Moves on next.
Fortnite, Pokemon Go. Oh shit.
Pokemon Go.
If you want to go mobile game, Pokemon.
Pokemon.
Gym battle.
Because as much as we love Fortnite,
it's a console more than...
It's a PC console game. Yeah, it's like, if it was game, Fortnite. But it's mobile, yeah.
Hey, Rock, how much fun is it to play on mobile?
It's not much fun. Done it. Then I got a Switch. It was more fun.
But even still, a Switch, like...
Switch is fine. No, Switch is fine.
Okay. I prefer mouse and keyboard over that, though. Before Fortnite, I was never a mouse and keyboard person. Now I've... completely switched over.
Doing a 40-minute live event on a Switch, not that much fun, but
God,
fun.
It didn't blow up on you?
No, it did not.
Oh, okay. Sweet.
Well, whatever it was on... Nice ticket. Whatever it was, the last before...
Wasn't it the last event?
No, it was the one prior, the 2 years ago.
Oh, okay, okay.
Next.
World of Tanks, Honkai Star Rail.
Tanks. Let's go with some tanks.
Tanks.
Honkai.
Rob?
Tanks, but no tanks.
Oh, no Honkai Burning Love?
No.
Right. Pokemon Go, World of Tanks. Okay, this is Pal World.
Pokemon.
Pokey.
Pokemon Go moves on. Next.
All right, our semifinal matchups. First up, Super Mario Run takes on Mario Kart Tour. God damn it.
Super Tour. Mario Run.
Tour.
I'll go Run over Kart.
Rob.
Tour.
Tour moves on. Next.
WWE Supercard. Pokemon Go.
Supercard.
Pokey.
Pokemon. Pokemon moves to the finals. Brent, let's go.
All right, it is main event time. In one corner, Mario Kart Tour. And in the other, all 6 billion of them, Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go.
Brent.
I mean, you gotta catch them all and then spend your money on more Pokeballs in order to catch them all.
That's where it gets you, is the Pokeballs.
Yeah, because it takes 14 of them to catch goddamn Pokemon.
Rob, you have at least two. Take at least two.
I'll go with the incubators and the everlasting hatching eggs.
Pokemon Go is your winner for mobile games.
Get those infusers to get your Pokemon word to you.
Mm-hmm. So with that, we got the great debate out of the way. Now Brent gets to rant for 20 minutes and try to get us to make predictions as we go. So Brent, tomorrow night, live on pay-per-view, is AEW Revolution.
Oh yeah.
Which means there's no WTRS on tomorrow night because we're watching the pay-per-view, which means Monday, 11:30 p.m. Eastern, will be See Weirdo Not So Live following the Raw post-show at 11 p.m. Eastern as we'll recap the entire pay-per-view. So that's the shill out of the way. By the way, follow us on Twitter, @WildTalkRadio, @CBRadioLive, all that fun stuff. Now Brent gets 20 minutes to get us to make predictions. Ready, Brent?
No.
Well, guess what? Timer starts now.
All right, everyone, we have Revolution, which is being billed as basically the Sting Memorial Tour, coming to its final, thank God, inevitable conclusion. We have 11 matches, so I guess Tony has some self-control this time, but we'll see about that. So we have two pre-show matches to start. I have a rant about a match coming up later in the card. But your first pre-show match is a tag team match featuring Julia Hart and Sky Blue. You know, Julia Hart, the TNT champion, who I don't think has defended the title recently. I know she's coming off of injury, but still. Taking on Chris Statlander and Willow Nightingale with Stokely Hathaway in their corner. They're still trying, I think, to do dissension in that rank, although I don't know. Maybe they turn at part of this storyline on the pre-show. We'll find out. But, yeah, we have Julia and Sky, you know, the dark best friends, taking on Chris and Willow, the New York best friends. I don't know what else to say about this. I really don't. So we're going to do some picks here.
So Willow is continuing her streak to be on the pre-show. Because it was Willow and Chris last month on the pre-show, and this time Julia just gets in.
Oh, 2 months ago at World's End.
Well, the last pay-per-view. Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Willow and or Sky Blue and Julia get to go on this show. Go with Sky Blue and Julia Hart.
Okay, Rock is going with the Dark Sisters. Subway.
Who are the Dark Sisters?
Dark Girls. Rob.
I concur.
Okay, the Dark Girls. Yeah, I'll go with the Darks because I think they're going to breed some more dissension with Statlander and Nightingale. And in the big twist, Stokely will go with Willow because that's been probably the whole setup and they're going to try and throw a swerve in there for some reason.
They probably will. Hold on. Hold. April Dark Sisters. Win? Most likely. Next.
Okay. Next up, we have a 12-man tag, because, you know, 6 and 8 and 10 is just not enough. We have the Bang Bang Scissor Gang, which is made up of... Oh, Rock, it's changed since we talked last. Now it's just the Bang Bang Scissor Game of Max Caster, Anthony Bowens, Billy Gunn, Austin Gunn, Colton Gunn, and Jay White. They're not broken out into individual teams anymore. Take on Jeff Jarrett, Satnam Singh, Jay Lethal, Willie Mack, and Private Party. This just came about because, fuck it, we need to put people on the card and we don't know how else to do it, so let's put them in a 12-man tag.
Half dozen.
What's up?
The first half dozen.
Okay, the bang bangs.
The bang bangs. The gang bang. I mean.
Okay, so bang bang. Rock.
Bang bang, scissor gang. Because, you know, go from main eventing previously, 2 months to 4 months ago,
yes,
to pre-show match.
Rob?
Rob.
We'll go to the first one.
Okay, the bang bang scissor gang.
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. I'm going to go with the bang bang scissor gang because, you know, Jay White is doing so much stuff in AEW after people were talking about how great of a signing it was and how he's a transcendent talent coming over from New Japan. And now he's relegated to holding the trios titles of the brand that no one could care less about, ROH.
20 minutes, Brett. 20 minutes.
I know. I'm getting my rants in while I can, so there we go.
He's good. April Bang Bang Scissor Gang? Most likely.
All right. Next up, in one of the matches that does not have title implications, we have FTR taking on the Blackpool Combat Club of Jon Moxley and Claudio Castagnoli. So they've been feuding for a few weeks now. Mostly Moxley is just beating the hell out of FTR, and then Claudio comes down and gets his licks in. But yeah, FTR was your former tag team, multi-time tag team champion, you know, holding down the division, and now they're facing the Blackpool Combat Club in kind of a throwaway match on the pay-per-view. So there we go.
Just for shifting, Combat Club.
Hi.
Okay, Sub is taking on the Blackpool Combat Club. Rob?
Who we got other than the Combat Pool?
FTR.
Yeah, they sound like they could do good.
All right, Rock?
Combat Club.
Okay, Rock is taking Blackpool. I'm taking FTR because they have to pick up a win sometime. And 8-Ball.
8-Ball FTR? Yes, definitely.
Okay, FTR. Another match with no title implications. It is a match between Don Callis family members. Will Ospreay, the new signing, takes on Konosuke Takeshita. This match makes no absolute fucking sense.
God bless you, Will Ospreay.
Okay, so Sub is taking Ospreay. The reason I say it makes no sense is because they're both in the same goddamn faction. And the setup for it was Don Callis saying, no one wants to face us, so we're going to face ourselves, which, again, makes no sense. You wouldn't have, like, Bobby Heenan and the Heenan family go, you know what? Let's fight each other. But they are breeding dissension between the two.
We did it one time.
No facing him.
We did it one time. We did it over the hardcore title one time in the Catacult. Like, let's fight each other. It was actually a pretty fun match.
All right, Rob, who do you got?
Ospreay.
All right, Rock.
Ospreay.
Yeah, Will Ospreay's coming in. He's the hot one. Takeshita has kind of... I mean, they still have big plans for him, but they're going to cool him off a little bit right now. So, because, you know, nothing says we're going to give you a great feud coming out of a Jericho storyline, like building him up. It just carries the trend, right, Rock?
Indeed. 8-Ball Ospreay? Yes, definitely.
All right. Well, speaking of the black hole of AEW... we're going to talk about the All-Star Scramble Challenge. So this is going to feature 8 competitors fighting together. The winner gets a future AEW World Championship match. And it's Wardlow taking on Powerhouse Hobbs, taking on Lance Archer, taking on Hook, taking on Brian Cage, taking on Magnus from CMLL, not the other Magnus like I originally thought it could have been, taking on Dante Martin, taking on said black hole Chris Jericho. Now, for those of you who don't know what happened with this match, it was originally announced as a triple threat between Wardlow, Powerhouse Hobbs, and Lance Archer, known as Rock. What was the title?
Meat Madness.
Meat Madness. Now, this past week, Tony Khan announced that due to injury involved in the match, they're changing it. But all 3 competitors were thrown into this. So it makes no fucking sense, the fact that they were like, due to injury, we're changing this match when you had only announced 3 people for it. What we come to find out is the 2 other people were supposed to be in this match were never announced for it, but those injuries caused them to change everything up. Logically, Tony fucked up because he should have announced that it's, you know, oh, we wanted to do this big match and then, oh, some people got injured, so we're going to change it. Instead, it was, I'm hyping up a match with 3 people who seem totally fine. Oh, wait, due to injury outside of this match, I'm changing it up.
Hobbs.
Okay, Sub is going Hobbs. Rob?
I'll go Jericho.
Okay, Rob is going Jericho. Dear God, him back in a title picture scares me. Rock, who do you have?
Wardlow.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Wardlow, considering the fact that they're trying to build him up for the 15th time, and maybe this time will actually stick, although I really doubt it. So, 8-Ball?
Name someone, Brent.
We'll go Hook.
8-Ball Hook, definitely.
Alrighty, next up for your AEW International Championship match, Orange Cassidy is taking on, from the Undisputed Kingdom, Roderick Strong. Roderick has called his shot on Orange Cassidy for a little bit of time now, and has just been spending the weeks beating the high holy hell out of Orange Cassidy. Now, why Roderick Strong doesn't want to go after the TNT title, you know, the second highest, or what some people claim is on par with the World Heavyweight Championship in AEW, I don't know, but apparently he just decided to set his sights on the international title because reasons.
That's because he's going to lose.
Okay, so like Sub's going with Cassidy. Rob?
He's a good jobber no matter where he goes.
I'll go now, Cassidy, and see what happens.
Okay, he's going Roderick Strong. Rock.
Roderick Wrong.
Strong.
Okay, Rock is going with Roderick Strong. I'm going to go with Roderick Strong because they're going to try and put some championships on the Undisputed Kingdom to, you know, make them seem like a legitimate stable, even though they have no real storyline. And 8-Ball, is Orange Cassidy going to retain?
One second. 8-Ball, it's just 8-Ball, no.
Okay, it's going Strong as well.
Many more matches.
Let me see. We're at 6, so 5 more.
All right.
How much time do we have?
7 minutes and 30 seconds, basically.
All right, not bad. Next up, we have our singles match for the Continental Crown Champion, Triple Crown Championship. We have the champion, Eddie Kingston, taking on Bryan Danielson. Win or lose, Danielson has to shake Kingston's hand at the end of the match. This all comes about because Eddie Kingston beat Bryan Danielson in the Continental Classic semifinals, and apparently Bryan Danielson can't handle losing to the bum Eddie Kingston. So Sub, who you got?
The bum.
Kingston. Rob.
I'll go not bum.
Okay, Danielson. Rock.
Bryan.
Okay, you're going Danielson. I'm gonna go Kingston. 8-Ball, does Bryan Danielson win the titles?
Outlook good.
Alright, so Bryan Danielson predicted to win by the 8-Ball. All right, so next up, in your singles match for the AEW Women's World Championship, former best friends, new person, Deonna Purrazzo from the crossover from TNA, is taking on Timeless Toni Storm with Mariah May and Luther in her corner. So these two kind of came up through the ranks. They were best friends. They have a weird tattoo on their leg from each other, although Toni has gotten it kind of touched up recently with a dagger. Yeah, so that's where we are. Timeless Toni Storm is probably the best thing that's going on in the women's division, at least for another 3 weeks until their newest acquisition decides to show up. And she gets paid enough to actually have to be featured on TV, we think.
Timeless.
So, okay, Sub is going Timeless Toni Storm. Rob?
I'll go with the one who got her pictures leaked.
I think that was Storm. I don't know, maybe Deonna did too. Rock?
Toni Storm.
All right, Toni Storm. I'm going to go with Toni Storm because, again, she is the best thing they've got going on. But I don't think you put the belt on Purrazzo just to try and about lose it to the next person coming in. 8-Ball, does Deonna Purrazzo shock the world?
I look good.
Okay, Purrazzo for the 8-Ball. Next up, for your AEW TNT Championship, we have Christian Cage with the rest of the patriarchy at ringside, taking on one, Daniel Garcia. Garcia is in this spot having beaten Edge, and then Edge getting a concerto to kind of take him out of the picture for a little bit. Toni has said some good things about Daniel Garcia, about being a future champion. Is this the weekend for it to happen? Let's find out. Sub.
Garcia.
Okay, Sub's going with the title change. Rub.
I'll keep it on the title.
Okay, so he's going with Cage. Rock.
And the Cliff cost Christian title Garcia.
Oh, okay, so he's going Garcia for that. I'm going to go with Christian retains on this one. That's Cliff's title to take, in my opinion. But Garcia just comes up short, but the fans still love him. 8-Ball, does Christian retain?
No.
Okay, so Garcia. All right. Okay, 2 matches left. First up, 3 minutes. Triple threat for your eight. What's up?
3 minutes.
All right, your triple threat for your AEW World Championship. We have Samoa Joe, your champion, taking on Hangman Adam Page, taking on Swerve Strickland. This all came about because Joe was going to face off against the number one competitor. Page and Strickland fought each other to a time limit draw, so Tony Khan announced that both men will challenge for the title. Adam Page's sanity has been slowly slipping away throughout this entire thing. Swerve, who's supposed to be a heel, has been turned face by the crowd, it seems. Samoa Joe just runs down both people on the mic as much as he can, and that's where we're at for this whole thing. So, Sub.
Dan.
Who?
Samoa Joe.
Joe. Okay, got it. You cut out for a second. Rob.
Yeah, I'll go Joe. One more time.
All right, Samoa Joe. Rock.
Joe retains, Hangman taps, so Swerve can't get the title.
Okay. I'm going to go Samoa Joe. Page passes out. Same kind of thing.
Yeah.
But at least keeps Swerve in the title picture. And 8-Ball, does Hangman Page win?
Most likely.
Okay. And that takes us to our main event. As we talked about, it is the Sting Memorial Tour ending for your AEW World Tag Team Champions in a Tornado Tag Team match. Sting and his son, Darby Allin, with Ric Flair in their corner, takes on the Young Bucks of Matthew and Nicholas Jackson. You know, the EVP stuff. They've decided to embrace their inner dick and corporate roles in terms of this. They have really shitty facial hair. And now they're facing Sting and Darby Allin in a Tornado Tag Team match, which means anyone can be in the ring at any given time because, well, it's just a Young Bucks tag match at that point.
That's a super kick.
There will be some super kicks. Sting's going to jump off of something high that he shouldn't. People are bitching about the fact that WWE won't allow their footage to be used for Sting's farewell, though we don't actually know if it was even actually asked for. People are just making assumptions. And no one's talking about the fact of if TNA allows their footage to be used. So, yeah, fans, get over that bullshit. It is the end of a 40-year career for Sting. Good. And will Sting actually finally lose a match himself in AEW? Rock?
The answer to that question is...
Oh, no, hold on. Fuck it, we're done. WildTalkRadio.com